From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. Horror is a kind of high, says Margie Kerr, who researches how our brains respond to things that scare us. Horror movies and haunted houses are bursts for our paleo brains to feel empathy and, at least for a moment, forget about doing laundry or paying bills. So today, we're going all in for Halloween. We'll introduce you to some famous Georgia ghosts and learn about the history of zombie lore. But first, a journey through the haunted pink trap house. Atlanta rapper 2 Chainz attracted visitors from all over when he opened the place. Now he's scaring up even more frights with the help of some collaborators. On Second Thought producer LaRaven Taylor ventured behind the scenes and now is taking you along.
My name is Alan Glover. I'm the owner of 13 Stories Haunted House here in Noonan, Georgia. The 2 Chainz crew reached out to us, which is the street execs, and wanted to do a hip-hop themed haunted house. So we thought that'd be a great idea once we met a couple times, and it went from there. It's the trap house, the haunted pink trap house, with eyes wide open. We want them to realize that we're trying to present a message. Yeah, we're trying to be scary, we're trying to be haunted, but we want you to learn something when you go into the haunted house. We want you to go through and realize the trap lifestyle may not be for you. And we also want people to understand that trap nowadays, like 13 Stories is my trap. It's where you make your money. The 2018 version is totally different than it used to be. So, you know, the DJ that we have every night, that's his trap. That's how he makes his money. The candy lady, that's how she makes her money. So we want everybody to understand it's all in fun. It's all entertainment. You know, we've had people pee their pants. I mean, that happens pretty regularly. And last weekend, we had about 2 people lose a shoe.
Oh my gosh.
You mix in certain songs from 2 Chainz into certain areas. Like in the cemetery, we have free bass. It kind of has that scary feel to it. And then in the Zombie Kill, we have El Chapo. We have some, you know, you just want to theme each song based on the scene the best you can. And then also we have some of the 1980s and 90s hip-hop movies. Boys in the Hood, Set It Off, Menace to Society, Juice, some of those that we kind of incorporated in as well. I'm the king of the trap, El Chapo, too.
Lisa Taylor.
I'm a crowd pleaser. I have several that, you know, are very in your face, a lot of running. I usually blend in to the surroundings and make men usually just kind of vibrate just a little. I've been punched in the chest a couple of times. That's the craziest, but usually it's the running. You know, once they see you, they take off.
My name is Erin Meyer. I am a makeup artist as well as I act and help with operations. She is going to be working in the study tonight, so she is a ghoul girl.
My name is Alan Simone. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. Visiting the trap house today. It was amazing, and it was a place I loved to be. I expected to see a lot, be scared, and experience the trap. I believe it brings everybody together to come out, experience fun, you know, laughter, see what the trap is really about. See that, you know, it's different outlets for the trap nowadays.
Know, LaRaven Taylor brought us that audio postcard from the Haunted Trap House. The attraction is open through November 11th.